This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. With you tonight, Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here, courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Wow, it has been quite a day here in Keene, New Hampshire, and not a good day. Not a good day at all for freedom. There is a store on Main Street that has been open for approximately 3 years on Main Street. Prior to that, it was open for about 9 years in a different location in a town south of Keene. We're here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. The store is called Fat Stuff, P-H-A-T, Fat Stuff. And it's a head shop. I mean, for the most part. There's a kind of a porn section in the back, but ultimately Fat Stuff is, for the most part, a head shop. They've got a real cool glass-blowing studio actually in the front window. So it's, you know, Main Street, primo kind of location. It's actually right across the street from another place that sells quite a few pipes, water pipes, if you will. They wouldn't call them bongs. But in Keene, it's not hard to go and get yourself a pipe or whatever other accessory that you wanted, or at least it wasn't that hard until 11:10 this morning, when 11 o'clock is when the store opens, that stuff. There was the employee who was there to open up the store. He, 10 minutes after opening, had multiple agents filter into the premises. They showed him a warrant, which is what is called a sealed warrant. So you're able to see some of the information in the warrant, but I guess not the whole thing. I'm not real sure exactly. I did get a look at the warrant. I did take pictures of the warrant. I made a PDF out of it, so you can go and you can see the warrant for yourself at freekeen.com. There's a post there that at this point includes just a couple of photographs, one picture of multiple agents in the store, raiding the store, confiscating various different smoking devices, another photo of a masked man, a man wearing a balaclava, climbing out of a U-Haul truck. There were at least two masked agents in this process, and approximately a dozen agents total who were busily taking all kinds of inventory, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of inventory from this store, loading them in DEA-branded cardboard boxes, and then loading dozens of these boxes into the back of a U-Haul truck, which they pretty much filled up the back of a U-Haul truck with product from this store today. It took about 5 hours from 11 in the morning till about 4:20 in the afternoon to wrap up the operation.
It's interesting they're using U-Haul trucks. They don't have their own DEA getaway vehicles.
Well, that's a good question, Mark. I don't know. We do know that there is a news story from, NPR. There's news stories from all over the place. NPR, AP is the one I've got here. DEA is trying to stay one step ahead of synthetic drug makers, wholesalers, and retailers as it broadens its crackdown on the growing black market product.
But this store hasn't sold synthetic marijuana. I mean, like, they stopped selling it.
In mid-2013, they did stop.
There was a kerfuffle in town. They decided that it wasn't worth the trouble of upsetting some of the local denizens of the town, so they stopped selling it.
So is it possible that the DEA could just be getting around to acting on an old report?
What kind of report? That they would have the synthetic
marijuana? Yeah, if there was people upset about it in the town, and I remember it was an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly somebody could file a complaint, or it's so random that they would show up at this one place.
Showed up at dozens of places today, Brett. They did a coordinated attack, made more than 150 arrests, served 200 warrants. Did this in about 28, 29 states mm-hmm. nationwide. So
wow.
Maybe that's why the DEA van wasn't available. Maybe they were using it in Boston or something like that today. So DEA agents fanned across the country, and the largest single operation was a statewide effort in Alabama, though agents were active in 28 other states. The agent seized more than $20 million in cash and assets, and they did empty the cash register at Fat Stuff in
Keene.
What
for, though? I mean, if they don't find the synthetic drugs, how in the world can they go and empty the cash register?
They were under instructions to take all the smoking implements and accessories, as well as cash, receipts, any kind of books indicating sales between 2011 and today.
I don't... okay, so because they sold synthetic drugs in the past?
That's what it's sounding like they're doing some sort of an investigation about, yes.
Good Lord.
And they're using this as an excuse to steal all the inventory from a store. I mean, ultimately, this store had no synthetic drugs. They had all kinds of water pipes and hookahs and things like that. And now all of that product has been taken into the custody of the DEA. The man who operates this store and his wife are likely going to be put out of business by this unless they happen to be very, very wealthy, unless they happen to have a significant amount of savings and can hire very good attorneys who will somehow magically be able to get their store's inventory back. Because I don't think you can buy an insurance policy against DEA raids.
Yeah, I don't think I think you're absolutely right on that. And let's see, this is what's so confusing about this whole head shop running thing. I mean, can I open a business and sell glass pipes or can't I?
Well, you can for 14 years and then, or 12 years in this case, and then just randomly out of the blue, men with guns are going to come in and balaclavas and take your inventory from you. I mean, talk about a scary, horrifying, awful experience.
The balaclavas thing is very strange.
Well, the good news is we did get at least one of the two men with balaclavas. We did photograph him while he was without said balaclava. There was a scene at the front of the store where when we arrived, because I didn't get word about this until it was well underway. I got word about it after about an hour of the raid. I didn't know how long it was going to take them to go in. I didn't know if they were going to still be there. So I went down there at around 1 o'clock today. So they were a good 2 hours into the raid at that point, and they were still in there, man. I mean, they had dozens and dozens of boxes to fill. But what happened was they had put up some newspaper and like a black tarp on the front windows to try to obscure their actions.
So they didn't have to wear the darn up. You know, it's uncomfortable to wear a mask.
Well, not all of the agents had masks that I could tell, but they wanted to obscure what they were doing. They didn't want people looking in to see it. They certainly didn't want us out there with our video cameras. And so as we were putting our cameras in areas where there were not newspapers, of course, they would come up with newspapers and place them up. We were still able to get quite a bit of footage of these people raiding the store, and then there's a back entrance as well. So there's like the stock room in the back and the back way. So I went back there multiple times, and I ended up just staying back there to cover the back door and had a couple of interesting encounters with some of the DEA agents, got it all on video.
That was
of course.
My next question.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, because, you know, Ian doesn't have enough sense to keep his mouth shut in a circumstance like this.
Why would I keep my mouth shut? Why would someone with sense keep their mouth shut? Someone
these
with
people
sense,
are dangerous, that's why.
Someone with sense should open their mouth and speak out against these thugs, these criminals, coming in and destroying the lives of other human beings. And not only was I there...
That's somebody with principle, not somebody with sense. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, good sense means speaking out and talking about what's happening, not just cowering, not just laying back and doing nothing about it. So we got some very close-up shots of what these people were doing back there. One of the ironic moments was where a fat DEA agent was in the back smoking on a cigarette. I came around the corner and caught him doing that, and I pointed it out to him. I said, don't you think it's a little ironic that you're back here smoking a cigarette while at the same time your agents are confiscating tobacco smoking devices? He turned around, went inside, and slammed the door closed. So there was that incident. There was another incident with an agent coming up trying to hide her face. She didn't have a mask. She was just trying to pull a hoodie down over her head. And she actually talked to me when I inquired with her about why she was engaging in stealing and, you know, didn't her mother teach her not to steal and things like that. And she tried to act like, oh, I wasn't in possession of all the facts. I don't know what's going on here.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's pretty clear what's going on here. You and your fellow men are going into this place. You have boxes. You're putting things in those boxes, and you're going to load them in a U-Haul truck and take them away. That's how I spent my four hours this afternoon. And there's plenty of video. I know right now it is uploading to Freeman TV Raw. There's a link to that channel on freekeen.com. So you go to freekeen.com, get a couple pictures, a link to the raw videos that are being uploaded. But there's a lot of footage, and it's going to be a real task to cut it all together into a narrative piece. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965. That's 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the nationwide sweeps of supposedly synthetic drug-related businesses. But in this case, in Keene, New Hampshire, It was a head shop that didn't sell synthetic drugs. They sold them in the past, but they stopped in 2013. This was just a straight-up raid of a head shop and a stealing of all of their inventory, or the majority of their inventory, thousands of dollars worth of pipes and water pipes, hookahs loaded up into the back of a U-Haul by about a dozen DEA agents, plus Keene police assisting by manning the door. We'll tell you more about what happened nationwide today. It was all part of a coordinated crackdown. Luckily, strawberries are still legal in the United States, and you should get some while you still can, because it seems like they're making everything illegal. So why not get some of the most amazing berries you'll ever come across? Chocolate-covered, white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering berries. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, as well as nuts, and they are amazing. If you've got, of course, you've got Mother's Day coming up very, very soon. It may not be too late to order. You're probably going to have to pay a little more for shipping at this point. But go to berries.com. It's Sherry's Berries. And the deal starts at just $19.99 for giant freshly dipped strawberries. Plus, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Here's how you do it. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner at berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Type in our code, that's FTL, and you'll get the special offer. These berries are amazing. If you've never had Sherry's Berries before, you really should give this a try. Give this to Mom and get one for yourself. If you don't live with Mom, if you're not going to see Mom on Mother's Day, get a Sherry's Berries for yourself or a loved one that you are going to see, because you're going to want to know just how good these things are. We've had them multiple times here at the studio, and I'm always so excited to see Sherry's Berries show up. Click that microphone at the top right-hand side at berries.com. Click the mic and type in FTL.
That's right, and the offer expires at midnight on Friday, so order now.
Okay. So, yeah, great idea. But order sooner rather than later on that is what I would recommend at berries.com. We'll tell you more about the federal crackdown on supposedly synthetic drug sellers. That wasn't what happened here in Keene today. They just raided a head shop. But Tom is on the line in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, how are you? And who's with you tonight? I'm sorry, I've been working on a side.
Brett is here, as is Mark.
Oh, good, good. All right, well, you know, I've been listening to you guys for many years and called in many times, and this last, and I'm totally on your side, Ian, with fighting courts. I've got a ticket that I've now in on my fourth time, won the first round on it, and I'm back. That's a traffic ticket, a speeding ticket that I really want to talk to you about one day, but this one now has been the continuation of a woman across the street at the drug house I told you about. And where they're now starting to harass me, call the cops on me for my music, and my dad next door, I call him, it doesn't even hear it, you know, it doesn't bother him at all. But today, I get home, and remember the issue on March 22nd, where they surrounded my house with shotguns, rifles, pointed at my house for an hour and a half.
They meaning the police.
That's right.
Okay.
They all left because I wouldn't answer the door. Well, now, today, after they were over again Thursday and Friday, I told you guys about that the other day. They heard no music because there was no music. Anyway, so now today I get home, and in my mailbox, in a house that technically I don't have as my home residence, so they don't know who lives here, and there's a letter in my mailbox, like a moron. I didn't have my glasses on, and I opened it, and I have an appearance notice. It's telling me I have an arraignment on June 18th at 2 p.m. It doesn't tell me it has my name in it, and it has this address in it where I'm at now. That's not the one on my driver's license, and all my mail is sent to the one on my driver's license. So this is going to be interesting. And there's no ticket, no complaint. All it says is offense one way at the very top. It took me a while to find it. DIST peace. So disturbing the peace.
Okay.
And no cop has given me a citation. Nothing.
You're saying this does not have your name on it, or it does have your name on it?
Has my name on it, but I don't know when it. Now, remember something. Again, you've been studying Mark Stevens, and so have I. Boy, have I applied to him, and I can tell you a couple good stories about it. But anyway, right now, this piece of paper that I have, with this last story you guys just talked about how the cops raided those people and just took everything, we're so far past having any hope to do anything, it's not even funny. because they're now so brazen. They know me. I've already had battles in this city. They're so brazen to send me this without even a ticket to tell me what I did wrong, when I did it wrong, and who, in other words, a complaint.
I mean, it hasn't even been properly served on you. They can't just leave something in your mailbox, right? I mean, don't they have to touch you with it or something?
Yeah, but you and I know that that doesn't work for the government. They just say they delivered it, and if I don't show up, you know they're gonna, they got a cage waiting for me.
It's true. It's true. So when's your court date?
Okay, well, that one is on June 18th at 2 p.m. And I'm going to show up, and I'm going to, and believe me, I'm not even worried about this whatsoever. I'll be able to at least postpone this. This is and there's another part of this. The city that I live in, I told you guys, the ordinance of any noise is so vague that it used to say, I haven't looked it up in the last few days, but it did say for years that even if someone was standing on their porch and singing, if it bothered someone, they would get a ticket. There was no DB level, but yet, as I explained the other day, we talked about this, that I live here down by the lake, and all these restaurants and all this, and they're having little battles with the city, with neighbors, and they've determined they have a DB level, which is quite loud, because I'm in the sound business. I know what DBs are, and I know even human speech what it is. And you walk outside of my house, my dad next door has got a DB meter, one of the cheap little Radio Shack ones.
Yeah.
And it's like if you turn on the DB meter with my stereo absolutely at full volume and get a reading and then just have a conversation standing right next to the house, it supersedes.
Sure, so I bet it does. In Michigan courts, is it possible to bring video cameras in there?
That I don't know. This is brand new here. This is a good one.
I wish you the best, Tom. Thank you for the update. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. One of the nice
things. I'm amazed by that story.
What part about it?
Well, they just issue some kind of piece of paper to him. There's no complaint. There's no citation. Mm. There's no nothing. It doesn't make. I mean, there's really no. There's no even. Proof of evidence or anything, he's going to show up there and be like...
Well, the evidence will be the cop will say something.
How do you know it was me?
I guess they don't. You're right about that. They're going to target him because he's the owner of the property. That's my guess.
This is the first we've ever heard of a story like that, right? Somebody calling in and saying that... I mean, you're right about the citation. It has to be handed to you.
Usually, so or they can certified mail.
Maybe he didn't mention
as well. Didn't sound like it was sent certified mail. He just made it sound like...
Oh, you have to sign for certified mail.
Yeah, you do. So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. At least we can easily get a camera into a courtroom here in New Hampshire. In a lot of places, very hard to do that. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring us anything toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
So, lots to talk about. We'll get back into your phone calls. Also, tell you more about the federal raids happening across the country today, as DEA agents served 200 warrants in at least two dozen states. And it happened right here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, on Main Street today. And boy, did we get the footage.
And they took all the money out of the cash register.
They sure did. We'll get back into the story here in moments. One of the ways you can protect yourself from government seizure is to get yourself some Bitcoin.
Right. I couldn't tell you whether Fat Stuff here on Main Street in Keene had a Bitcoin wallet, whether they used the blockchain.com merchant app to accept Bitcoins for glass pipes and water pipes and whatever it was that was taken there. But I can tell you that if they had, the DEA couldn't take their Bitcoins without their permission. So you can go, if you've got a physical business, this is really made for physical businesses, excuse me. You can go to blockchain.com and use their new app on your smartphone or tablet to accept Bitcoin safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. You just go to blockchain.com, download the app there from the Google Play Store, and get started. Zero fees, blockchain.com. And it makes a real difference. It's going to be the whole world is going to change when it comes to Bitcoins, because businesses are going to be able to actually be secure. And the DEA is not going to be able to just come in and empty the cash register.
All right, so let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Starla is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Starla.
Hi. Couple of days ago, I had an incident with a neighbor. I live right outside of Philadelphia in a really nice neighborhood. And our neighbor, for over a year now, has this dog that just whines and cries outside. And several other neighbors have said something to them and taken the dog back when it gets out. And my younger sister, she's underage. She went over there because she decided, you know, I'm so upset this dog is always crying. I'm going to go ask them if they could maybe take care of this and maybe do something about it. And she was very polite. And they seemed very nice to her when she went over there. And then about 5 minutes later, the mother of the house came over and totally flipped out on her and threatened her with a baseball bat and told her that she was going to beat her. And I just don't know what to do about this. I don't know.
Wow.
You know, how
so the dog's still whining outside.
Well, I mean, at this point, we've got, a physical threat, an assault going on, at least a threat of an assault, depending on how one defines that term.
Yeah, I did call the police to make a complaint and to make it known just in case anything does happen because she's my kid's sister, but
right.
I just don't know what else to do about it.
What did the police say?
They said that they couldn't do anything about it other than go and tell her to leave us alone and make sure that there's no contact.
Did they do that?
Apparently. I saw them go over there. I don't know what else happened. I just didn't know if you guys maybe had another solution. Maybe I could think about this in a different way.
Well, what do you want to see happen here?
Well, It all started that it was all supposed to be about this dog and my sister being really upset about this dog. And now I just can't believe that an adult would treat anyone like that, let alone a child.
So you're shocked by the behavior of the adults next door or across the street. And
she feels unsafe.
And it's frustrating. You feel unsafe. Is that what you would like to do, is feel safe in your neighborhood? What is it that you're
looking
for?
It'd be nice if the dog would shut up, too, right?
Yeah. I'm just looking to find out what you want to see happen here.
Yeah, she told me to call the SPCA, to call the police, and that I don't really want to do that. I mean, the whole reason that I told my sister, maybe it would be a good idea if you went over and had a conversation with them is because ideally that's what I would like to do. I would like to be able to just have conversations with people and work things out one-on-one.
Was there any history with these people prior to this incident?
No, not at all. I don't even know these people. I didn't even know what they looked like.
How long had they been living there prior to the dog?
Oh, probably a while. Probably over a year.
Okay. And the dog's been there for how long?
Probably over a year.
So the dog's been there as long as they've been there. And the dog has been whining on the porch there for a year?
Yeah, I mean, it's on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not consistent, but when it happens,
it's pretty annoying.
It's very irritating.
Well, things change in other people's lives as well. I mean, it could have been the result, and obviously this is pure speculation, but it's always worth asking, what do other people have going on? Not that it excuses poor behavior like what you're describing, but it helps maybe put us in a better mindset for how to deal with the situation respectfully. Obviously, I guess it's a little late for that in their case. But it sounds like they just kind of flipped all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, it was just like a switch went off. They were, she says that they were very polite when she went over there and they put the dog inside. And then, several minutes later, they came and knocked on our door and the mother was just spazzing out on my
Was this the same
sister.
Woman that she spoke to? Or did she speak to somebody else and, perhaps the mother heard it or got the story secondhand? Because oftentimes when somebody's explaining what happened, another person will be like, well, you know what I would have done in that circumstance? And they suddenly get very brave and say, oh, dumb, inappropriate things. It's not like all of us haven't done it. I'm wondering if that's the circumstance here.
Yeah, That could have been what happened because it wasn't the same person that she spoke to.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, you know, maybe one could go and talk to them again because, like you're saying, you don't want to go to the police or the SPCA, and maybe you could go and talk to them or one of them, whichever one seems more sane, talk to that person and explain to them, look, I don't want to do what this lady told me to do. She, you know, so and such and such told my daughter or my sister, rather, to, you know, go to the SPCA or call the police. And to me, that's not a neighborly thing to do. I'd like to just work this out, you know, between us and see how that see if there's any sort of positive response to that. If there's no positive response to it, then I don't know what you can do besides kidnap the damn dog and you know, get rid of it. You know, I don't think that if an animal's being abused, and I don't know if this animal's being abused. It sounds like it's being locked outside and it might have some anxiety issues. But if an animal's being abused, then I don't think it's wrong to take custody of that animal. I think that that's an appropriate thing to do.
Well,
whether it's appropriate
in this case,
you're
going to deal with the owner, though. And
oh yeah, you'll deal with the owner, and they're going to be upset about it. Otherwise, you know, what are the only other options? You know, you get some earplugs or move.
I don't think that it's being abused. I just think that it's sort of being neglected.
Yeah. Well, neglect can be abuse, depending on what kind of neglect.
This is very interesting. So, you know, where's the line of neglect and abuse? And I can tell you that some people believe that a dog whining outside is neglected, whereas other people believe that a dog that lives outside is an appropriate place for a dog to live.
Mm.
And it's very...
Where do you draw the line?
It's sort of cultural in families as to how an animal is particularly treated.
Right.
Like, some animals are bought for the very purpose of being guard dogs, being out in the yard. So if you purchase an animal to be a guard dog and it stays outside all the time, but somebody thinks that every dog needs more love, then, you know, now you've got a conflict.
Starla, good luck. Let us know how it all shakes out when you get a chance, and thanks for the call tonight.
I'm posting it on
my
Facebook page.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Watch the Facebook page, and you'll get some responses from people there, okay?
All right, so what to do?
Yeah.
All right, good. And if there's any real good ones, we'll hopefully share them on the air. But your calls come first here at 855-453. So if you have any advice for Starla, feel free to call in with that or bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy. The Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The latest on the DEA raids across the country. 200 warrants were served, one of them right here on Main Street in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire today. The weather was fantastic. It was an otherwise beautiful day, but it was sullied by these thug DEA agents coming into our town and destroying the business. The head shop on Main Street known as Fat Stuff. I have been throughout the breaks here on the show updating the story on the front page of freekeen.com. So if you were there earlier today and you just saw the teaser article, it's been fleshed out a little bit more with some of my experiences from the day today. And you're welcome to call in about anything that happens to be on your mind here at Free Talk Live. Also, you can go to cashintocoins.com and get your bitcoins. You've been thinking about it, maybe even putting it off. Well, I like Johnny Ray's approach where he puts 10%, his kind of plan is to put 10% of every paycheck into Bitcoin. And that way there's a consistent amount going in week to week. You don't have to fret about when the right time to buy is, because if you're buying a small amount every single week, it sort of averages the price out over time. There's some sort of economic thing going on there. I don't know what it's called, but it seems real smart to me. You can go to cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority, and you can do it with a money order, check, or wire transfer. Their rates are awesome, and you can actually do it for no fee if you order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin at cashintocoins.com. You do need to have a Bitcoin wallet first, so go get that at blockchain.info, and then load it up with Bitcoins at cashintocoins.com. We go to Fred. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you guys do there at LRN-FM.
Hey, thanks.
I really mean it. I'm a talk show activist, disabled, in bed since 2000 and a lot of pain, so I do a lot of reading, and I've got a Wi-Fi radio, and I'm trying to do my best to change our government from a tyranny to back to one that's offers us freedom. But I wanted to fill you in on some information on a different type of raid that was encountered over the Black Sea last week. Just to fill you in on what the rest of the story was, we had a frigate in the Black Sea, and it's outfitted with the new, you know, Aegis anti-rocket, anti-airplane, anti-ship system. And it picked up a squadron of Russian MiGs 60 miles out. And when it got into 50-mile range, they went on red alert. When they went down to 30 miles out, everything went blank on their screens on this frigate. The whole squadron just disappeared. And before they knew it, they had a squadron of MiGs circling this frigate for 20 circles.
Can I ask you to clarify something? The MiGs disappeared, or their whole system shut down when they were 30 miles out?
Their whole system went haywire.
Okay.
And so, in short, what I've been picking up on various different websites is that the Russians have a system that can successfully counter this Aegis system that we've had on our frigates for a number of years. And these MiGs.
I'd like to point out, I don't have any frigates. I don't know if anyone here does.
I wondered how long it was going to be before Ian pointed out that he doesn't have a frigate.
Nope, I'm not interested in having a frigate.
Do you have any MiGs?
Either. No,
all
I don't
right,
have any MiGs.
We cleared that up. Ian has no frigates.
He didn't say I had any MiGs.
And Hag, or any MiGs.
He didn't say I had MiGs. He said I had frigates.
Just let the man talk.
Okay, it's a ship, a big ship.
No, I know what a frigate is. I just don't have any of them.
He just
anyway.
Doesn't like your pronoun choice.
Go ahead. You said use, we have them.
You should use
don't.
The third person pronoun, third person plural pronoun, instead of the first person plural pronoun. He's really pronoun sensitive.
All three of us agree about that, though, right?
Well, we do.
It's not us.
It just gets boring.
It's important.
I agree with Brett. It's absolutely important. And Mark, you're boring me. Let's go on with Brett. Brett, tell the rest of your story.
Yeah, so anyway, I've been studying the Ukraine quite hard here the last 3 weeks, and the situation that happened with this warship, American warship in the Black Sea, has not really been on mainstream TV or radio, and I just want to fill you in on what really happened, according to my sources.
I don't really know why it matters. I mean, one military counters another military with technology all the time, right? I mean, what's the story here?
Well, what you're saying
is... some tech?
That they had some tech that the U.S., I'm guessing this is the Navy, right, Fred?
Right. And this is a small situation. I've also been comparing the U.S. military with other militaries around the world. And we're falling behind incredibly as far as new technology.
And that might be true because the military is huge and there's probably, I don't know, $500 billion worth of waste when it comes to actual defense. And
but that's got to be true in the other militaries either. This doesn't make any sense to me. The United States is home of the weaponry. It's home of innovation. Now, certainly China can produce things more efficiently, but when it comes to innovation, most of it's done here. The United States is the largest purchaser of military equipment, which therefore means that the companies that produce military equipment are going to be interested in selling it to the U.S. because they're the largest purchaser. I mean, when you look at the amount of money spent by other countries on their military compared to the United States, the U.S. dwarfs like every other country in the world combined together. So I'm really kind of skeptical that the U.S. is falling behind. I recently saw a graphic, I saw it today, of comparing the U.S. to other governments based on aircraft carriers. And the U.S. has like 30 aircraft carriers.
But you're talking quantity, and we all agree on quantity. The U.S. military is huge, and there's probably an enormous amount of waste. But would another country, a country that does have more hegemonic, at least regionally anyway, ambitions, like Russia, like Putin's Russia, could they be focusing more on quality? And how does the defense contracting arms sales business work? From what we've always heard, you know, that they sell to multiple countries, and they could say, here's what we're selling the U.S.
Well,
so.
not U.S. Look, the companies that work with the U.S., Boeing, and the Eaton and
Lockheed,
these companies – they've got to get permission from the U.S. government to sell to whomever they're going to sell to.
But for a long time, they probably would have had permission to sell to Eastern European and...
You're speculating. I have no idea. And you can believe that the U.S. government isn't letting... Because they're specific on what they can purchase and what they can't purchase. Yes, you can have an F-16. No, it can't have this gadget. You know, that kind of thing. So there's no way the U.S. government's going to let Lockheed sell the newest, highest tech to Russia.
That's
and that
true.
They don't own.
But what we could be seeing right now, and yes, there is some speculation here, what we could be seeing right now could be the result of something that, you know, has been years in the making and probably is. Russia was NATO until 2 years, a year ago, right?
NATO?
Weren't they part of?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, right now,
G8, right, sorry.
Yeah, right now the Chinese have a cruise missile that's better than the one that we've got. They've got an anti-aircraft carrier.
Who cares?
What do you want to do, Fred? Let's skip to what's your solution here?
Well, solution.
Yeah.
I'd say right now, with our state of affairs as far as currencies, we're not staying ahead as like we used to. And
Fred,
I think it would make
I don't care what happens to the United States military. I'm not in competition with other countries' governments and their militaries. I'm not interested in caring about who's got the biggest missile or the biggest penis or whatever it is that we're talking about here. But
that's
you
not
know,
do much
if you want to,
I'll tell you
if
that.
You want to, you know, follow the arms race and you know consider that to be interesting, that's fine. Just stop including me in it. You keep saying that we have these things and we here on Free Talk Live. I don't know about you, Fred, but we on Free Talk Live support peace, and that means we don't support the United States military or any military around the globe in what they're doing and oppressing people around the world. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Oh, no, the U.S. doesn't have as big of a missile. It can't go
as far. I don't believe
it.
I think it's crap. I mean, so far his citation was my sources, and I just don't believe it. It doesn't make any sense from an economic standpoint. We're not in like some kind of arms race. Russia isn't the Soviet Union by any stretch of the imagination. They haven't had the time, the money, the inclination to dump money into their programs the way they used to. I don't believe it.
All right, we continue in moments here, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You said, Mark, we're not in an arms race. I agree. I am definitely not in an arms race with anybody. Not interested in violence. Violence is not the solution. But it's certainly the solution for the people in the DEA and their raids around the country today. 200 warrants served, over 150 people arrested. We'll give you more on it coming up here in moments. Hour 2, coming up, Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.